Dat bij een middeling is een dingetje voor je baking over. He's baking eggs.
Yes.
That's what they.
And what about the, what's your, do you name it? What do you usually call a, the part of the pig that you, is the, you get some, that white, that's fat, salted pork that you might cook in with a, you might either fry it or cook it with some vegetables or something like that?
Well, he looks at the bacon where you cook it with your vegetables or anything. Same as you fry it, you know.
Yes.
But your cracklings, you can cook that with greens or peas or
yes.
cabbage or anything you want to. It's good seasoning.
Well, I see you, brother.
All right.
Good to meet you.
He can't hear you.
What?
Well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Okay, yeah.
He can't hear. Just not too loud to it.
You ever hear anybody call that anything like a sow belly or
yeah.
white meat or anything?
Yeah, sow belly.
Is that different from middling or is that?
No, that ain't no different. That's just a name they call it. The middling sow belly or bull flank or whatever.
Yes.
People around there call it most anything.
What do you usually call the outside part of the bacon that you can't eat?
Skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you ever make anything out of the meat from the hog's head?
Yeah, man, me make all good sauce out of it. Man, that's good getting on it.
How do you make that?
You take all the meat off of the bone and grind it up in a food chopper and put different ingredients in it and cook it. You cook it before you take it off of the bone, you know.
Yes.
And then when you get it ground up a food chopper, you have to cook it again and get all mixed up.
Yes.
And then you put that in something other and press it. Press all the grease out of it. In some a cool place. Cut it up with a knife. That's called all good sauce.
Yes, sir. Now, you ever see anybody take the juice from a head cheese and stir it up with some cornmeal or some hog meat and then cook it and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
Yeah.
What'd they call that?
I can't think of what to go with that.
Ever heard anybody call that scrapple or cripple or anything like that?
I can't remember. I sure don't.
Yes. And you ever see anybody maybe take the hog liver and grind it up and cook it and make something out of it?
Yeah, it goes like a blood pudding.
And do you use the blood in that, hog blood in that?
Yes, sir. Yes, you mix it right all up together.
Yes.
Put a little flour and meal in it, you know. To soak up the blood, I call it liver pudding. That's what they call it.
What do people usually call a long teeth that in the hog has?
Tushes.
What about the things that the stiff hairs there on its back and neck?
That's the bristles. Yeah.